Happy New Day, everybody. It's Patiently, and I'm celebrating a little early this year. I've been trying all kinds of new things in my stories lately, so I thought I'd try one more new thing while I'm on a roll. Instead of a story, I'd like to play a little game. It's called Guess What I'm Doing. Would you like to play with me? Well, good. Before we start, I'll set the scene for you. I'm at our campground right now, where my summer writing desk is a plastic folding table overlooking a creek. There's a park on the other side of the creek. Our campsite is the second to the last one before the dead end. Most of the campers on our end of the campground are only here from Friday night until Sunday afternoon, so during the week we're pretty isolated from campground traffic anyway. Creek traffic is less predictable, and I get less warning when someone is coming. There are some trees that block my view of the water to the right of my writing table. The kayakers are the most likely to catch me playing my game. The tubers are slower and usually give advanced warning because they're usually drinking Coors Light from inflatable coolers as the current takes them downstream. But the kayakers paddle silently and swiftly. One second the creek is empty and I'm all by myself, and the next minute there's a family of kayakers waving hello. They're like ninjas. Fishermen are the friendliest, whether they're in a kayak or wading through the water. I have a good view of where the fish are from my perch up here, so a lot of them ask me where they should go. Like last night, for example. I was writing a first-time girl-on-girl scene for a story I'm writing, and I was pretty caught up in the moment. All of a sudden, I heard this thick southern drawl asking me if I could see where them bass is at. I was sitting behind my computer with my nerd glasses on, listening to Five Finger Death Punch. What do I look like, the cashier at Cabela's? Do you suppose I had any idea where them bass was at? Come on, I'm trying to write some smut here. Anyway, I did manage to finish up that scene after the Gorton's fishermen shoved off, and now it's Wednesday morning. Not too early, mind you. I was up last night until about 2:30 writing that lesbian scene. It's beautiful out here today, too. It's sunny, with a little breeze wafting through every once in a while. It's the perfect time to play my game. Would you like to hear the scene I wrote last night? Get a little sneak peek? Sneak peek will spice this game right up. I should tell you that I moved my writing table to the back side of our camper for this little game. That gives me a little more privacy from the campground traffic, but leaves me more exposed to the creek and park guests across the creek. Okay, now I'm ready. Do you have any idea what I'm doing yet? Oh, that breeze feels nice. The sun is warm on my skin. I'm in a little clearing here, so the gaps in the trees... Well, now I'll read to you. Listen carefully. Danny kissed Megan on the lips and left the hotel room to give her time to get acquainted with her new friend. She was terrified, and she wasn't sure if she could go through with it. Fantasies aren't supposed to be reality, right? I had a hard enough time even admitting to myself that I wanted to have sex with another woman. What the fuck am I doing here? With this woman I've never even met, Megan wondered to herself. I'm old enough to be her goddamn mother. Her friend's name was Kennedy. Her skin was fair and marked by light brown freckles. Her hair was long and blonde, 21 years old. My God, Megan thought again, she's literally half my age. Kennedy sat down on the couch next to her, wearing a black thong and matching push-up bra. Megan trembled where Kennedy's thigh brushed hers. Megan still wore her pink satin robe, and she clutched at it, trying to cover her body and her nerves. Are you okay? Kennedy asked. Megan gave a nervous giggle. I can't believe I'm here doing this, Megan replied. I mean, look at you. What does someone like you want with an old lady like me? I love women like you, Kennedy said. Women in their 40s know exactly what they want, and your body... She put her hand on Megan's thigh. Your body has experience. Megan laughed, a genuine laugh, not the nervous twitter this time. That's a nice way of saying it. Saying what? Come on, Kennedy, this body can't have been what you were looking for when you responded to my message. Kennedy popped up off the couch and held out her hand. Come here. She led Megan over to the mirrors on the closet doors. Look. Kennedy stood behind Megan, slightly to the right. She slid the satin robe over Megan's shoulders, letting it fall to the ground. Megan closed her eyes and sucked in a deep breath. When she opened them again, Kennedy was completely nude. A soft, "Oh," escaped her lips, and her eyes started to close once again. "Keep your eyes open," Kennedy said. She ran her hands down Megan's arms, giving her goosebumps. Megan's hair was dark and straight, just brushing the tops of her shoulders. Kennedy pushed her hair to the side and placed a soft kiss on the back of Megan's neck. She trailed her finger down Megan's spine until she reached her bra. She unhooked it and removed it before Megan could stop her. "Now look." Kennedy stepped out from behind Megan and stood by her side. Megan said, "You're breathtaking. Your skin is like silk. Your breasts..." Kennedy interrupted her. "Your breasts look like a woman's. They're big and lush, and they're going to be in my mouth in a minute. Look at my hips. I look like a boy, for crying out loud. Your hips have birthed babies. You can't get more womanly than that. I envy your figure." Megan grinned a wide, snarky smile. "Well, if you don't mind my saying so, you're going about this all wrong." Kennedy furrowed her brow at the mirror, not understanding. Megan turned to her. "I got this figure from being pregnant and nursing 3 babies. It'll be much easier for you to have that hot mama body if you stop sleeping with old married women and find yourself a boyfriend." They held eye contact for a moment, and then they cracked up laughing. Kennedy leaned into Megan, kissing her softly on the lips. The two women were just about the same height. Megan thought about Danny for a moment. He towered over her, making an intimate moment like this a little awkward. Megan put her hands on Kennedy's jawline, pulling her in. "Oh, I'm kissing a girl," she thought. "I can't fucking believe that I'm kissing a girl half my age." And then Kennedy's palms grazed the sides of her breasts. Megan's knees buckled, and Kennedy grabbed her elbows to support her. "It's time to take this to the bed, I think," Kennedy said. Megan nodded and walked to the side of the bed closest to the bathroom. Her side of the bed. Kennedy crawled right up the middle, stopping right in front of Megan. "Are you ready?" Kennedy asked. Megan nodded. "My heart is pounding," she said. "I don't really know what to do." Kennedy smiled and reached to caress Megan's legs. "Lie back and relax. Spread your legs for me." With Megan's legs parted, Kennedy crawled between them and kissed her on the mouth again. Megan thrust her tongue past Kennedy's teeth and put her hands right on her tits, surprising Kennedy with her boldness. Kennedy's eyes popped wide open and she smiled. Megan broke the kiss and said, "What? I know how to kiss. It's the rest of it I'm not sure of." Kennedy kissed her one more time before lowering her head to Megan's tits and sucking gently on each nipple, pulling the hard nubs into her mouth. Megan moaned and relaxed onto the pillows as Kennedy left her breast and kissed down her stomach. Megan's body tensed and she said, "Just remember that 3 babies lived in there. Not all at the same time, of course." Kennedy looked up into Megan's eyes. "Stop it," she said. "Really. Don't ruin this for both of us by bringing yourself down. Please. Relax and think about where I'm going next." Megan took a deep breath and spread her legs further apart. "Atta girl," Kennedy said as she crawled back another step. She paused over the pink lace covering Megan's pussy. She paused for 1 second, just long enough for Megan to moan in anticipation. "Oh my God, please," was all Megan could muster. Kennedy slid her tongue out from between her lips. It glistened with saliva as she gave one more sexy smile and dipped her head between Megan's legs. The first time Kennedy's wet tongue hit the lace of her panties, Megan jumped. "I can't believe I'm doing this," she said in a breathy voice. Kennedy licked her panties until the fabric was soaked through her skin. Kennedy said, "How about we take these off so I can see all of you?" She didn't wait for Megan's answer. She hooked her thumbs in the pink fabric and eased the panties over Megan's hips. Megan stifled the urge to make a comment about how wide her hips were and braced herself for what was to come. fucking another woman. What had started as a drunken, lust-powered conversation between rounds with Danny one night was happening right in front of her. Right between her own legs. Kennedy teased, placing light kisses all around Megan's trimmed mound and her thighs. Megan's lips shook a little bit in anticipation. When Kennedy's tongue finally made contact with Megan's wet flesh, Megan couldn't suppress a loud moan. Oh. You like that, baby? Kennedy said as she put her tongue right into Megan's opening. She licked slowly through her slit. When she reached Megan's hard little clitoris, she lingered, swirling her wet tongue around and around. Oh my god. Oh my god, that's the spot, Megan said as she pressed her hips up to meet Kennedy's tongue. She looked down at the long blonde hair spilling around her face and tickling her thighs. You're so fucking beautiful, Kennedy. She sucked each of Megan's inner lips into her mouth one at a time and then zigzagged lightly all over the pink flesh that dripped with Megan's arousal. Kennedy looked up to see Megan watching intently and said, "There's nothing like getting your pussy eaten by a girl, is there?" Megan shook her head and moaned as a shiver ran through her body. "Please, my clit, look at my clit." Kennedy started with a circular motion around her clit, sometimes on top of it, sometimes just to the side. Megan breathed heavily, bucking her hips and moaning, "Oh my god, I'm getting so close." Back and forth, like a cat lapping up its milk. Megan felt Kennedy smile against her pussy. She put her hands in Kennedy's hair and guided her, taking control of her head. She couldn't control Kennedy's fingers, though. She slid too into Megan's canal and fucked her with them, lapping at her clit the whole time. Megan's toes curled and she thrashed her head back and forth, balancing on the edge of orgasm. Kennedy gave her a push. "Now take your hands out of my hair and pinch your nipples. Yeah, like that. Now harder." That's all it took. Megan's orgasm crashed down on her, sending wave after wave through her pelvis and abdomen. "Oh my fucking god. Oh my god. I'm coming on your mouth. Oh fuck. Oh." When she relaxed, Kennedy took her fingers out of Megan and reached for Megan's phone. Her text to Danny said, "Your wife just came all over my face, and she's about to eat me out. Come watch. Your husband's on his way. He has the room key, right?" "Yeah." "Let's get to it then," Kennedy said with a smile. "I want to hear his jaw hit the floor when he walks in." Megan laughed but sobered up when Kennedy crawled backwards, putting her ass right in Megan's face. "Oh," Megan said as she appraised the porcelain skin of Kennedy's bottom. She put one hand on each cheek and caressed them gently. "So soft." After a moment, she took her middle finger and tentatively touched Kennedy's pussy. She swirled her finger around, collecting some of the wetness she saw there. Then she put her fingertip in her mouth just to take the tiniest taste. Kennedy looked back over her shoulder and said, "There's no wrong way to do this. Just do what feels right to you, and I'll let you know what feels right for me." Megan took a deep breath. "I know, it's just like the minute before I lost my virginity. I'm soaking in the moment. I'm in awe of what we're doing here." Before she could think any more, Megan pulled Kennedy's hips back to her and touched pussy to tongue for the first time. All at once, her senses were slammed with brand new smells and tastes and textures. Megan moaned into Kennedy's pussy, making Kennedy moan too. "There you go, baby. Lick from top to bottom and linger on my clit." Megan started slowly, carefully, almost afraid to go out of the lines at first until she realized that Kennedy's pussy was getting wetter and wetter, and it wasn't all Megan's saliva making it that way. That flipped the switch in Megan, and she licked faster and sloppier, swirling her tongue everywhere in a frenzy. "Lick my clit," Kennedy said, "a little slower." "Oh, oh," Megan said, her cheeks burning with embarrassment. "I'm sorry." "Don't apologize, Meg," Kennedy said. "I'm telling you what I like. This is how it works." Megan moved her tongue to Kennedy's clit and swirled it around just like she liked it herself. Kennedy's juices started to flow once again. Megan could feel the wetness on her nose where it poked repeatedly into her opening. Her hands ran under Kennedy's firm body to grasp her tits underneath her. They were not quite a handful, the complete opposite of Megan's own pendulous breasts. Megan heard the door open when Danny entered the room, but she was too focused on the task of drinking Kennedy in to acknowledge him. Her face was covered in pussy juice and saliva, and she continued licking Kennedy's clit, pausing once in a while to lap the wetness before it got away. Megan slid one, and then a second finger inside Kennedy, and she moved them in and out of her tight pussy. Megan marveled at how something as large as a baby could fit through such a tight opening. It's never so tight afterward, though, she thought. Kennedy was bucking back and forth, muttering. Megan could hear wet, squishing sounds behind her, and she wondered if Danny was masturbating. "Oh, Megan," Kennedy said, "you're so good at this. I'm gonna come pretty soon." Megan smiled against her pink flesh. She took her middle finger of her other hand and ran it through Kennedy's dripping cunt to lubricate it. She surprised Kennedy by taking that finger and lining it up on her asshole, leaving the two fingers of the first hand fingering her pussy. As her long finger penetrated Kennedy's anal ring, she started babbling. "Fuck me. Oh my god, shove your finger in my ass. Finger both my holes, you dirty slut." Megan's own pussy was dripping once again. No one had ever called her a slut before. Drove her wild. She finger fucked and licked harder and faster, and she heard Danny grunting right behind her. She'd forgotten he was there. She felt his warm, wet cum on her back and her butt, and she giggled at the absurdity of the situation. Megan thought to herself as she drilled the woman on her hands and knees in front of her, "This is real. I'm eating this woman's pussy. My fingers are in her pussy and in her ass. Danny's cum is all over me. This is fucking amazing." Kennedy asked, "Danny, did you just cum?" When he could finally speak, he answered her, "Yes, yes, I did. I'm hoping the next time will be in your mouth." That did it for Kennedy. As she came, Megan felt the tight muscles in her pussy and ass clenching her fingers as her orgasm shot through her body. "Oh my god, I can think somebody's coming. Oh, somebody's coming. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god." When Kennedy relaxed, Megan placed one more kiss on her clit and removed her fingers from her body. The two women lay together on the bed, kissing sweetly. Kennedy said, "Hey, Danny, can you go get us some bottles of water? We're gonna need them for round two." And that was the end of that scene. So, did you guess what I'm doing? Out here, outside, by myself. But not really by myself, obviously, because there's a lot of traffic. That's a good guess. But not the right one. Do you give up? Okay, I'll tell you. I'm making an audio story, silly. Get your mind out of the gutter. Oh my god. Good girls don't take their clothes off and touch themselves outside. Jeez Louise. What kind of girl do you think I am? Well, happy new day, everybody. Enjoy. I'm gonna go wash my hands.